you see, I'm not the best, and it didn't happen, and I didn't find it, all the excuses that we bring for our shortcomings. I should say, oh, I missed that good fellow. But I shouldn't think about that. I should think about connecting to him. How? The only problem which you never, never look at, and it's always the problem, is your own fault. I accepted that I did wrong, so I should punish me, because who kept me? Me, my ego. Why didn't I follow him? I knew he is a good leader, didn't I? So why didn't I go? And a lot of people will do this. You should understand. The ego. I will kill this one. So I will go to death before death. Means my ego will die, I'm still alive. Then good thing will happen. Then, okay, the water is taking him. But no, it's more than that. One of these guys will pick him up, spit on it, throw it away, so he will go away. Means by experiencing, not being me, he is out. Now look at the third one. Yes.
They cast the net, and he remained in the net, foolishness ensconced him in that fire. On the top of the fire, on the surface of a frying pan, he became the bedfellow of folly. He was seething from the heat of the flames. Reason was saying to him, did not a warner come to thee? He, from the rack of torture and tribulation, was replying like the souls of the unbelievers. They said, yea. Then again he was saying, if this time I escape from this neck-breaking affliction, I will not make my home except in the sea. I will not make a lake my dwelling place. I will seek the boundless sea and become safe.
Okay, what was that? That's the silly argument that all of us have in hand. The stupid fellow who is burning, thinking about what? You know what? Next time, why should I stay in this little water? I go in the ocean. You stupid you, you cannot manage yourself even in this little water, in this small pond. What? Next time I'll do that. Yes. Now listen what Rumi says about it. Explaining something, right? Up to here, he was telling the story of this. Now explanation. Yes.
Okay. Explaining that the promise made by the fool at the moment of seizure and contrition is faithless. For though they should be sent back, they would surely return to that which they were forbidden to do. And verily they are liars. The false dawn keeps not faith.
Means the stupid fellow doesn't really learn. In any condition, you make a statement, blah, 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 blah. Yes, listen to it.
Reason was saying to him, folly is with thee. With folly, the promise will be broken.
Okay, the folly is a little bit very romantic, I don't know, dictation, because the word is a stupidity. Stupidity. The other word, the beginning, reason, that's aql, the intelligence, not the reason. Here, we are talking about somebody who has aql, somebody who has half aql, somebody who doesn't have aql. And Allah itself is talking now. The explanation comes from the intelligence, the real Allah, which will say what? Will say, The problem is not the little water or big water. Stupidity is in you. If you don't understand your stupidity, you do more stupid stuff. This is what it is. Because whatever you promise will not be there. The promises like that will be broken because now, because you lost, you promised that next time I'll do better. Deal with this stupidity who put you in this situation. Yes.
The keeping of promises appertains to Ahu. Thou hast not Ahu. Begone, O thou whose value is that of an ass. Ahu remembers its covenant. Understanding rends the veil of forgetfulness. Since thou hast not Ahu, forgetfulness is thy ruler. It is thy enemy, and the bringer to naught of thy devising.
Okay, what are these? Who is talking to whom? Are you listening? Rumi brought in a personality named Ahl, and this fellow is talking. Saying what? Is Rumi talking to you about intelligence? As simple as that. He explained what it is. First, stupidity. What is stupidity? Out there? Stupidity is in us. When I do something stupid, the stupidity is there. So I'm creator of stupidity. And I should know that outside there is nothing wrong, there is no stupid stuff. Stupidity is in me. So he started to say, stupidity is in you. What is the essence of stupidity? Is that today you say something, tomorrow you say something else. You forget about the promises even when you promise yourself. This is the essence of stupidity, and you should know it. As long as it is in here, you're like this. Because it has some trick in his sleeve. What is it? Forgetting. The intelligent fellow doesn't forget, because when you promise something, you should remember it forever. You shouldn't forget it, just do this and that and that. Yes?
From deficiency of Ahu, the wretched moth does not remember the flame and the burning and the sound. When its wings are burnt, it repents. Cupidity and forgetfulness dash it into the flame. Grasp and apprehension and retentiveness and keeping in mind belong to Ahu, for Ahu has raised those. When the pearl is not there, how should its luster exist? When there is none to remind, how should she turn back? Moreover, this wish arises from his wonder battle, for he does not see what is the nature of that folly or stupidity. That contrition was the result of pain, not of reason, which is bright as a treasure.
Translation? Because this is the point. Sharp to the point. First of all, you're sorry and you feel bad because of a pain, because of a troubled situation you were in. You were not thinking about what did you do wrong. You're not looking for the reason. You just regret it because you have this pain. And this pain will go away and you forget all this. As if it didn't happen. The intelligence doesn't forget, because the intelligence will understand what it is. Yes?
When the pain departed, that contrition became naught. That repentance and contrition hath not the worth of dust. That contrition burgeoned from the darkness of pain. Hence, day wipes out the words of night. When the darkness of pain is gone and he has become happy, its result and product also goes from his heart. He is making vows of repentance, whilst the peer, Ako, is crying, though they should be sent back, they would surely return.
Okay, so forget about the story of the fish and blah, 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 blah. We said all of that to bring it here, to explain something. First, you should understand what is real intelligence. Real intelligence will lead you to really change your attitude, understand the shortcomings, and change. But does it happen like that? This is what the problem is. You should understand there are two different reactions. If, let me put it simple, if your reaction is sentimental, what will happen? When the situation changes, your sentiment finished. And the outcome of that happening and what you did and what happened will go out of your mind. He brought it to the point to talk about the outcome of this for you. Because something happened, there is an outcome in you, a change in you. You should think about all of that. But you don't. What do you do? Sentimentally, you regret, and when the pain goes away, you forget. This is how silly it is. Remember, the real intelligence, it will bring understanding, memorizing, and putting it down, and all of that comes from intelligence, and intelligence knows what that is. When you're not that intelligent, everything goes wrong and silly. Let me explain it to you, because it's not finished. We want you to separate yourself from your animal intelligence to come closer to the intelligence of we, the cultural intelligence, which is in all of us. Yes.
Explaining that imagination is the counterfeit of Ako and in opposition to it, and that though it resembles Ako, it is not Ako, and the story of the replies given to each other by Moses, on whom do peace, who was the possessor of Ako, and Pharaoh, who was the possessor of imagination.
Okay. Are you listening? He was talking about what? He somehow went back and brought the illusion in. Do you remember what was illusion? Before Fikr, Zikr, and Abel. Illusion was the third one, right? Abel is the fifth one. Here, you will say, listen, that illusion is the opposite side of the intelligence. This is why they fight each other. Very philosophical explanation. Now, let's see what it is in it. Yes?
So, instead of imagination, we should be using illusion then. In the translation. In the translation, it should be illusion rather than imagination.
Yes?
Is that? Yes, not illusion.
Explaining that imagination and are you fighting the Vahman? Yeah, which is illusion.
Ago is the contrary of sensuality. O brave man, do not call Ago attached to sensuality.
Okay. He didn't really go towards illusion yet. He started with what? This Ago I'm talking is the opposite of appetite. Shahwat, which is the physical appetite and sexual appetite. So, Aql is the opposite of that shahwat. And whoever is acting upon the shahwat that's not